Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Well, in around 48 hours' time, my next guests will be right in the thick of the Dublin Marathon. I'm joined by broadcaster Mairead Ronan, Orla Carney from Today FM, and the running coach Wes O'Brien, all with me today on the programme. Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are a Dublin Marathon virgin.
I am. This is my first time ever attempting. I can't even say, yeah, I'm doing it. I keep saying I'm attempting the Dublin City Marathon.
No, you're fully committed.
Yeah, I'm so scared of it now.
Why?
I think this week has created a bit of madness, but I found out over the past few days it's normal. It's called taper madness or maranoia, where you start to think you haven't done enough. Have you put enough work in? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you carb loading correctly? Do you hydrate enough? And all of those things. And every night this week I've had horrendous nightmares.
Oh God. About the race?
About the race. All of them
like
have
what's
been...
What's happening?
Well, that I get to the start line too late and they tell me, you know, the steers tell me, sorry, they're all gone. You can just do it next year. Or another one, where I was running up Heartbreak Hill and all the spectators started to look at me and grimace and then vomit. And my hip bone has come through. My left hip bone has come through my shorts and there's blood everywhere. There's another nightmare I had this week. Terrible. Apparently, I've spoken to a few people who've done a couple of marathons and they've all laughed and said, oh, all it is, this is anxiety, and it's because it means so much to you.
Yeah.
That's why you're having these dreams.
Are you having sleepless nights, Orla Carney?
I feel like Mairead is and myself share the same brain, to be honest. I am inside out, upside down this week, to be honest. I said it to the lads in work on Wednesday. I actually had to apologise to them because I just said, lads, I'm like a bear. I'm just, if anyone comes across me, nobody is safe. I'm just, but like that as well, I'm just saying, do you know what? Ride the wave. This is meant to be happening. It'd be weird if, you know, you weren't nervous at all, particularly because it's your first marathon, all that kind of stuff, that the anxiety is just meant to be part of it. And come Sunday morning, hopefully that will just turn into adrenaline. Hopefully that will just help you kick on. And you know what will be at this stage. Yeah. We've put in the work at this stage and Sunday will just hopefully be the kind of, I suppose, the victory lap as to what the last few weeks have been.
Such a lovely description, the victory lap. Yeah. Is this normal for the girls, Wes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's completely normal if you're doing your first marathon or your 10th marathon.
Oh.
So these nightmares will go on forever.
They'll get less.
Right.
So if it was a word of advice from me, the training's done. You can do nothing now. When it comes to the morning of the race, have the same breakfast you usually do for all your long runs. Mm-hmm. Get there nice and early. Just walk around. Enjoy every part of it. And the most important advice I'd say is stick to your plan. At the start of the race, you'll be so fresh, adrenaline rush, and you'll see people going off like 90. Don't be that person, because it will catch up with you.
Okay.
And it's the only distance where it can be very, very tough
And how is your training? Like, you, I mean, from off air chatting to you, Mairead, and knowing you, I mean, like, this training regime's gone on months. Like, you've really committed.
Yeah, I started it in March, but I went through the lottery system last year because I've watched it every year and I've looked at everyone's and I just think they're amazing marathon runners. Oh my God, they're so brilliant. They can do that. I could never do that. But then last year I threw my name into the lottery and I was with my dad. I was actually doing some admin for my dad. I used to do his car tax and car insurance and all of that. And I was at my laptop and the email popped in saying, congratulations, you're into the 2025 Dublin City Marathon. And I gasped and I was like, oh my God, Dad, I've got in. And my dad said, you're going to have to do the work now. You're going to have to do it. And I lost my dad in February. Dad died after a very short illness. So it just kind of re-entered my mind. And I said, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do it. I'm doing it kind of for him. So I started in March and I thought I was playing catch up a little bit. March I thought was a little bit late. But so I have rigidly stuck to the training plan. Yeah, no alcohol since
I know you've
August.
Huge commitment. And what about you, Orla? Are you the same?
Not quite as extreme.
You've youth on your side, Orla.
I don't know about that now, but I suppose I did a 20-week training plan, so I kind of started just after the June bank holiday weekend. And I kind of, I suppose, you know, I've always kind of enjoyed the running. So it was probably in my legs a little bit before that. But yeah, I kind of downloaded an app and went with a 20-week training plan since then, and kind of did it three runs per week. And then I cut out the alcohol only in about September. So that's probably not as impressive as my age, but I'm hoping that it will stand to me in some way, shape or form anyway.
So 48 hours out, Wes, should they be doing this evening?
So the carb load is 48 hours. So we're not all elites here. So I roughly think of it as 500 grams of carbs for each day. So if you break that up, three main meals and two to three snacks. So to put it just in simple terms, if you're having a pasta dinner, have 80% pasta and then small bit of protein, small bit of fats, a bit of veg, but probably have the same lunch as you are with your dinner. And your breakfast can be porridge and a bagel or toast with a glass of orange juice. Just make sure each main meal is about 120 grams of carbs for each one. Less protein, the better, because if you have protein, you're going to be full for longer, so you won't be eating as much. Mm. Whereas if you have quick digest carbs,
plate of pasta.
These are the fun days.
Yeah, exactly. And you can eat a bit of, like, have jellies, crackers, but just keep it simple. Yeah. Don't overcomplicate it for the next 2 days. And plenty of hydration.
Are there parts of the race that you're concerned about, Mairead? Or how do you feel about
the obvious one is I have run the distance plenty of times into the 20s, 25, 28. I've done 30 and I've done 32. I've never gone beyond 32. Okay. So that from there to the end just feels like an unknown. And I don't know what way my body's going to react and how I'm going to feel. And everyone says that that's where your marathon training kicks in, and it's really where your mind, your head takes you for the next kind of 10K. So,
okay. What about you, Orla, Heather? Have you completed the route many times, or what are the bits?
I've done bits of the route kind of here and there. And to be honest, I'm just concerned about everything. I'm obviously concerned about like Heartbreak Hill, because that's kind of in and around like the 35, 36 kilometer mark, which sounds really tough. But then I've kind of heard other people say that the first half of the race is probably that little bit trickier, because it's kind of more exposed and there's kind of gradual uphills kind of throughout the likes of Stony Batter and into the Phoenix Park and all that kind of stuff onto the Crumlin Road. So I'm just hoping that, you know, no more than Mairead, like I've done up to about 34K and I've no idea how my body is going to react after that. So I'm just going to hope that the vibes and the energy and the people on the side of the street, that, you know, they will get out and kind of give us that little bit of an extra kick as well to get us over the line.
You presume you've the outfit sorted and laid out. And
have the
outfits. What are you wearing? Because my colleague here, Dee, goes out and watches it every year, she tells me that a big thing to do is to tell people what you're going to wear so that, you know,
they can spot you.
Yeah, they can spot you and they know how to find you.
Hot pink Hoka hat.
Great.
And then I'm black shorts. They have got to be black shorts, because I wore green shorts out in a long run one day and from all the perspiration, it just didn't look like perspiration. So black shorts and a black singlet with a very big pink goose on the front, which is part of my club.
Yeah great. And I see the marathon runners on you today as well.
I have them on today. I'm supposed to do a very light 20 minutes today just to shake out my legs a little bit. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. What about you, Orla?
Well, like me, no matter what stage of the year it's at, I will always be in funeral chic, which is basically all black every single time. So I'll be basically in a black hat, a black top and black pants.
Brilliant.
But I will have a little Mayo headband, I think, on my on my wrist. And I think as well, I watched it last year and I saw that a lot of people kind of had their first names or maybe their nicknames or something like that on their bibs or on their person somewhere.
Great idea.
Yeah, which I think is a really good idea, because it allows then the crowd to, even if they don't know the person running or whatever, they can shout, you know, go on Orla, go on Mairead or whatever.
Brilliant.
And that does give a lift. So I think I'm going to try and do something like that, I think.
How's the toenails?
Which ones? Oh, so three are gone.
Oh, Marie.
So I have 7 toenails if you want to talk about those.
are yours intact or...?
Mine are not great. I won't be a foot model anytime soon anyway, I can promise you that.
Well, some final words of wisdom for the two girls and everybody else taking part for the first time.
So the training has gone well. Mm-hmm. You've reached 32K, Mairead.
Yeah.
Orla's 34K.
Yeah.
If mm-hmm. you're thinking in your head that how can I get to 42K is, you've done 12, 14, 16 weeks of hard training. And you've done it on tired legs.
Okay.
So you're going into Sunday with fresh legs, carb loaded, full of energy. Once you stick to your plan at the start, the weather's going to be good. You'll have no problems. Enjoy the day. All I can say is when your father passed, write it on your hand. And when you get to about 36K, just look down at it and say to yourself, I'm going to do that for him.
That's lovely advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what you do. And I'll be there about 23 and a half miles for all my runners. And I'll be handing out water. So I'll keep a lookout for Mairead and Orla.
Yeah.
And even if it's a distraction to say, I'm going to see Wes at 23 and a half miles.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Get to him. And then from 23 and a half miles, when you turn down Nutley Lane, it's good running. It's flat. And the crowd will get you in.
Okay.
It's fantastic. You're absolutely phenomenal for taking part, and everybody else, whether it's their first time or 14th time or 40th time. I heard people talking earlier today as well. It's such an incredible thing to do, and best of luck to everybody taking part this Sunday. That, of course, is broadcaster Mairead Ronan, running coach Wes O'Brien, and our own producer Orla Carney as well from Today FM. Thanks a million, guys. Best of luck. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.